said the position and attitude of their government correct and enjoy strong support of world opinion, including American people, U.S. whoever, always obstinate and perfidious, and it continues to advance conditions for cessation of bombing. Two, U.S. has made use of the DRV representatives receiving U.S. representative in Moscow to deceive public opinion that secret negotiations were going on while bombing continue. Lately, U.S. extended so-called suspension of bombings during Tet. Less than 2 days later, bombings were resumed on pretext that there had been no response from Hanoi. This constitutes insolent ultimatum to compel Vietnamese people to accept unacceptable conditions. In such circumstances, DRV representative does not consider it possible to receive U.S. representative in Moscow on U.S. proposal. Responsibility rests with the U.S. So it's about as flat as it could be, sir. I'll get it translated. I wanted you to know immediately. My first reaction is that we ought fairly soon, soberly, to take stock of where we go from here, both in the north and the south, and political policy. I wanted you to know right away, sir.
We got a letter in here from these congressmen. They've already released it on the CIA. I don't know. I guess I better send it over to Nick and get him to answer it. So I'll send it over to you. First thing you better talk to Nick is about what kind of an acknowledgement Henry Wilson ought to make, and then get that dictated to Henry, and get Nick to call these fellas in and tell them what's happened. I think somebody ought to get a little brochure on ramparts and let them know what's happening here, that this is a communist propaganda campaign. And I think we're going to have to tell the country that all these speeches are being used as propaganda against our men, every one of these speeches. Don't you think so?
Perfectly obvious. They still think they've got enough of a hold on us through public opinion in these speeches to make us stand down. They haven't given that up. I think there are a number of moves. This is the end of one phase, and I think that so far as Hanoi is concerned, we ought to stop probing them. We ought really to put on a major effort, not only, of course, to accelerate the military and all of that, but to work on Chu Hoi contacts on the Southerners, and take an attitude for a little while. You call me. I won't call you for a bit. I think that it's that may encourage them that we have been just so, to them we may look over anxious. Now we have a delicate balance. We want to keep the door open. But I think a little hard work, a little leaning on them, a little acceleration of what we're doing, and carrying forward the political process in the South, because I don't know, of course, but I suspect that what they may have decided is that if they're going to lose this, they'd rather withdraw silently and let the fellas in the South make any deal rather than overtly to have to get into a negotiation with us and admit they lost the war. It may be something like that. In any case, our work's cut out for us, and we ought to line it up soon.
Do you think that this is urgent enough to have Rush come back?
No, sir, I do not think it's that kind of I think he should be informed it's negative, and I don't think we should react convulsively, but I think that we've come to a stage, all this sort of fussing about before Tet. I think that the truth probably is that their government's so split in Hanoi that the one position they could agree on is this no bombing for possibility of talks, that all this talk of peace feelers and so on got them in trouble with the Chinese faction, and they know they're terribly vulnerable.
You said in your memo that the State Department leaked this. I was told that Bobby's boy Vanderhoevel told the people back here, and they leaked it. Where'd you get the State Department leaked to Newsweek that Bobby had a feeler?
It's not my memo, it's Nick's. It's Nick's.
Well, ask him where he got that, who leaked it in the department.
Yes, I will. I have no...
Just tell him our information from a pretty good source was that it was Bobby's people leaked it. Ask him what he got to dispute that. If our people did leak it, I won't see. I think it is outrageous. to make it look like we got a fever, because it shows it affects them, though, it doesn't.
That's right. I shall get back
on. I got a letter from Dick Berlin last night saying that this fellow, this Frenchman that talked to Bobby, is... They got a good deal of a record on him.
Oh, I know that. That season he's been anti-U.S. and very much tied up the left. He was out with... De Gaulle looked to him very much for the line he took in that speech at Phnom Penh, you remember, in Asia. In Cambodia. Well, sir, I'll be getting this up to you.
I think you ought to brief somebody on that, Walt. Give me a memo on Monarch and his background and who he is and so forth. What he is. Just so I'll have general knowledge of it. Now, does Nick think there's any truth in the Washington Star editorial? That we bought Bobby in and just murdered him and so forth?
No, I think that what Nick feels is that Bobby felt very put upon. Bobby felt very put upon. Whether he thinks there's any, I don't think he feels that he was treated badly, but Bobby got himself into trouble and he felt he was put in a very difficult position. The thing that I don't understand about Bobby, suppose he did feel this way, he's a big boy now, and he ought to know that when you go and talk to the President of the United States, you don't go around to every dinner party bellyaching. He, above anybody, ought to know that that's not the way this country runs. And,
But he was bellyaching to me. He telling me everything is wrong in every country, and I just said yes, sir. Sat there and listened to him. Then when he got in here and said that he started getting on my State Department, well, I just had to tell him it wasn't mine. He picked out the goddamn State Department that he was running with. I didn't pick him. I didn't select these folks that he was hoeing around with. Now, what else did we say besides that?
One of the things that Noyes came back, he didn't print it, but he said last night, remember I put a footnote on it, he said that Bobby was saying that the kind of thing that you thought he was saying was leading the fellow getting killed over there. I don't remember your saying anything.
Not at all. Not at all.
But I told him I didn't remember that. I said to Noyes that I cannot vouch for how Senator Robert Kennedy feels. I have a feeling that he feels the whole episode turned sour on him, but that was not because of anything that the President did or we did over here in general. But the true story, the story leaked that he looked kind of foolish, and he's taken out his feeling that he got whipsawed on this by the events into blaming it on you and that talk. But in any case, we cannot vouch for how Senator Kennedy feels, but we can ask them if this is a story of this kind, to check both ends of it. He said, that's fair. And he repeated that. He came back, he said, well, they got it, my reporter got it from the senator. And I said, yeah, I gather he did. He's been talking to a lot of people, but did you call the President? Did you call Nick? Did you call me? Answer negative. All right. Check both sides. That's where that ended up.
Well, you see, Mary McGrory just runs an advertising agency. Bobby.
Yes. He probably wept on her show.
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay, then you get a hold of this and get an analysis of it, your interpretation by the time I come over. And I'll get this letter over to you, and you call Nick now and tell him we want to be prompt with these guys. And I think it's better to get them a letter before Congress gets back here. And I think we ought to consider what we do to investigate things.
Well,
I think that maybe we ought to set up some kind of a board to look into it or something.
Well, I've asked Brahm through Marv to get hold of the FBI file on Rapport. And I wanted to get for you, if you haven't already had it, perhaps you have, the FBI file on Rapport, so we know what we're dealing with. My impression from some of the stuff I've seen is it's run by absolutely professional communists, but I don't know that.
These congressmen that sign it look like they're the fellows that report to them.
George Brown of California, Phil Bruton of San Francisco, Bert, John Conyers of Detroit, Don Edwards of California, John Dow, he's nut, Bob Kastenmeyer, Wisconsin, Rosenthal and Ryan.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, sir, I'll get on to it.
You ought to ask Nick if we should consider doing like Webb's done, set up a board to look into it.
Look into the ramparts thing?
Yeah. If they don't do it, they're going to bring it out that Bobby was sitting in with these folks. I never heard of it till Doug Kidders broke it to me. I told him to close the summit down. But they tell me Bobby sat in with these students and planned it when he was in the government. And I don't think they've done anything wrong, but
no.
I think it's bad we haven't got somebody else to do it. But I think all of that will come out if they have a congressional committee. And they won't touch me because I haven't been connected with it. But I think Nick ought to know that, we probably ought to try to set up some kind of a board like we did there when he had Alan Dulles and Bobby Kennedy and them study his. Bay of Pigs thing. I don't know how we ever got by with having that objective group look at the Bay of Pigs.
Brought back Max Taylor, which is the nearest thing to a fig leaf we could get.
But, you don't know when Russ is coming back, do you? This is Wednesday, is it?
It's Wednesday, sir.
I'm planning to leave tomorrow.
Right.
So anything we need to do, we ought to think about it.
Well, I think that what ought to happen is that without you, Nick and Bob and Cy and others and I sort of take stock where we are in Vietnam.
Now, you think what he says is, we might talk if you quit bombing.
That is correct. He repeats that. That's exactly how the French what to say. It's never was more lucid than seeing it in French because it uses the conditional, pourrait, might. It's not will, it's pourrait, which is conditional. Pourrait engager de conversation.
Oh, and is there anything else of noteworthy about it?
No, sir. It's just, it's obvious this fellow is very sensitive to the notion that maybe he was talking while the bombing was on and we might use that against him. With the Chinese and with the NLF. I mean, that comes through very clearly in this anxiety. And he's partly clear in his skirts with everybody. But it's also perfectly clear he's not willing to, he's just not willing to go beyond that. But I think we ought to carefully analyze it and then formulate what we're going to do and then see if we can't accelerate some of these things in the South and maybe lean in the North if you want to and so on.
I want you to get your people to look at these targets a little more carefully. I think McNamara's listening to these folks very closely, and I think we ought to get every damn target we can that hadn't got a lot of civilian people around it, not right in Hanoi.
Yes.
Now, are all these electric plants...
I think we ought to pick off one of those every 4 days or every once a week, one of them.
Well, look at it and see what we can do about the civilians, and let's see about it. And I want to get that steel mill and cement plant. I don't know why, but I'd like to have a other side of the argument why they're important to get them. Are they held back because they're close to Hanoi?
I think they're held back because, I think Bob feels that, one, they wouldn't have much to do with the fighting in the South. Two, would raise a lot of diplomatic storm in the world for our hitting something that wasn't directly connected with the fighting. And I don't think the civilian casualty problem is very great with those two targets. There are a lot of people working the plants, but I think that is not the primary point. The primary point that Bob would make is, one, they don't have much to do with the fighting in the South. Two, you pay heavy political and psychological costs around the world. It's also true you pay pretty heavy political costs in the United States. The boys in Hanoi, on the other hand, feel that they've been helped those plants protected not by their success in pressuring us psychologically from the rest of the world. But I think we want to take stock if the... there's another thing we have to think about, which is that the Viet Cong have been working that channel over pretty good. and they have some Russian mines in there. And we are...